But by the grace of God, we'll see each other's heart. Can you?
FM 90.3 WJTL for King and Country. Relate Phillips, Craig, and Dean, Crucify with Christ. Good morning at 7:20.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise, we have a freeze warning until 8 a.m. Sunny, windy, high 57. Tonight, clear, cold. A freeze watch again. Cover your plants and save them. Low 32. Friday, we have a fire weather watch. Sunny, windy, high 61. Saturday and Sunday, both highs in the mid-60s and sunny skies. There is a chance of showers on Sunday. 38 degrees is our current temperature here in Mannheim.
This morning, our very special guests from Anchor, Lancaster, Patty Eastep, and Pastor Joe DePaulo are with us. Good morning again, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. And great stories that you have, Patty, about what God is doing through Anchor.
Sure, I would love to share. So recently, a guest came up to me and he goes, "Miss Patty, I just want you to know, I feel like a shadow in this world, but when I come here, I feel special."
Oh, wow.
Which is really cool.
That's like what you guys want to do.
Absolutely.
Just so wonderful.
That's good affirmation.
And then we just had a guest come by yesterday to say thank you. He is doing very, very well. He had been living on the streets and is now housed and has some part-time work. And he just said, "I just want you to know that I'm very grateful for the time that you were here for me when I was hungry and when I needed a shower."
Wow, that's amazing. Pastor Joe, I know that you guys are giving showers, having a warm spot, you're giving out food, but I understand you're going to be going back to having dining again very soon.
Sure. Before COVID, we had it set up in a sort of cafeteria format with tables that people sat around, and a big draw, I think, was not just the food, but the sense of fellowship, camaraderie, people making connections, relationships.
Sure.
And we've lost some of that during COVID. We had to, the good news is we didn't miss a day. We pivoted, as they say, real quickly.
Yeah.
And we've been working on a takeout basis, but we're hoping to move in back in very soon. We have all our volunteers lined up. We're getting them trained. I've been told don't give a date, but very soon we're going to be moving back inside.
That's awesome. Wonderful. Another way that folks can find out what you guys are doing and about the ministry of Anchor Lancaster is to come out to your food truck event. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So thank you. So we are on next Thursday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. We are having a food truck event at First United Methodist Church at 29 East Walnut Street. And we have a real variety of wonderful food trucks.
You really do? Yeah. Tell us about those.
So, I mean, it's Cinco de Mayo, so we have a taco truck. Mm-hmm. Waka Taco is there. And Doughhead is there. We also have What's for Dinner. Mm. And we have Wes's Italian Ice. And, of course, we are in Lancaster City. We are going to have Stroopies.
Stroopies are awesome.
And Pastor Joe's band is actually going to play. He's not going to be there, but... the rest of his band
members
will
be there. Joe, you
have
a band? What kind of band do you have?
Kind of a swing band, jazz band.
Yeah.
Band, 15
Very
piece.
Very cool. Yeah. You play trumpet?
I play trumpet.
Very fun.
I happen to need to be at a conference that day, so they're going to have to get a ringer in for me.
That's right.
There you go. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And then we will also have a donation board, which is a grid. It starts with 1, 2, it goes the whole way to 100. And if we fill that board, Anchor Lancaster will benefit with $5,500. So we're really excited about that.
That's amazing. Anchor Lancaster's Cinco de Mayo Food Truck Fest happening next Thursday on Cinco de Mayo, First UMC parking lot. It's from 5 to 7.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And people can just show up.
Absolutely. Just come, and we'll have tables and chairs if they want to eat in the parking area. Yeah. That would be great. Or they can just grab food and head home. But if they stay, they can hear the band.
Yeah. And if folks like more information about Anchor Lancaster, about the event, about volunteering, they can visit you online.
Yes. AnchorLancaster.org.
Very cool. Guys, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see you both again. And we have something that Patty has brought for us this morning.
I'm so excited that we're going to give away some coffee. I'm thinking coffee and thinking warmth. It is. We're going to give away the Frosty's favorite blend because we have, unfortunately to say, a freeze watch. But I want to give you a chance to call in and win this Frosty's favorite coffee from Anchor so we can celebrate with them.
And before we give it away, you guys make this coffee, or how does that work, that you guys have coffee made for you? Or
yeah, so there is a local roaster, Red Rose
Red Rose Coffee, I think.
Red Rose Coffee. Who do this for us, and we label it Servant's Blend.
Oh, that's so cool.
There is a little story on the back that gives our history of Anchor Lancaster.
I love that tie-in.
100% of the sales of our coffee go right back to Anchor Lancaster.
That's awesome. I love how you guys are so involved with other organizations and in the community. So.
It's incredible. Red Rose Coffee Roasters. .com if you want to know more about the coffee. And of course, you know, if you buy it, you support Anchor. So I'm going to give you a chance to call in and win coffee right now. You can call in and I'll take caller number 3 to win this bag of coffee. We can celebrate with Anchor Lancaster and all of the amazing things that are happening there. So call now.
717-392-FM90. 717-392-3690. What caller do you want to take, Annie?
I'll take caller number 3.
Caller number 3, you're a winner from WJTL.